craft brewers nationwide. The Brewers Association presents the Great American Beer Festival, the World Beer Cup, and savor an American craft beer and food experience in Washington, D.C. This is the 30th Great American Beer Festival, and the festival sold out in just 1 week, and this is the Beer and Food Pavilion. Give yourselves a hand. My guest partner tonight fell in love with beer during her quest for a career in education. After a secret rendezvous with Newcastle Brown Ale in England, she knew there was no going back. She discovered a love for teaching others about craft beer, and Weyerbacher Brewing Company recognized her talent and took her on as their beer ambassador. In 2011, she went up against the competitive field of 13 other beer geek finalists, all men, in an attempt to seize the title as 2011 Philly Beer Geek, and she won. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Philly Beer Geek 2011, Natalie DeChico.
Hi, everyone.
Now, I want to tell you that all of our beer geeks had to come up with a beer moniker, and Natalie's is Natty Icebach, because Natty Ice, as we well know, is a more common beer, and Natty Icebach took it up a notch. So here we go.
So all right, hi everyone. How are you guys enjoying your cookies and beer? Good, right? That's what you need, a little sweet stuff after all the beer you've been drinking. So as Carolyn said, I'm from Weyerbacher Brewing Company. We're from Easton, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour 15 minutes north of Philadelphia. And the first beer that you're drinking won gold tonight. I'm sorry, Chris. So the first beer you have, it was the darker beer. It's our 16th anniversary. It's a dark braggot, which is brewed with 30% wildflower honey and 10.5%. And it took home gold tonight in the specialty honey beer category. So that was just an opening beer to start off with. And our head brewers over there are Chris Wilson, Sellerman Collins. So thank them for brewing some awesome beers coming from Eastern PA.
Now you have some cookies tonight. Save them because they're going to be paired with certain beers. So if you can just hold off a little bit, we want you to have the full flavor of being able to taste them. These cookies tonight were made, all of them, with Weyerbacher beer. So was the Chex Mix. So, yeah. And the Blithering Idiot Peanuts. I want to just tell you a little bit about Philly Beer Geek. The purpose of Philly Beer Geek is to identify, exalt, and honor Philadelphia beer and the people who craft it and celebrate it and consume it with enthusiasm and pride. To this end, we select as our Philly Beer Geek the individual with the most passion and knowledge for Philadelphia beer. They go through a very grueling test. They go through trivia. They have to win a qualifying round at their local brew pub or brewery, and then they go on to a semifinals and then a finals competition. It started out 4 years ago. The first Philly Beer Geek walked away with $1,000 worth of prizes, and our Natalie Icebach walked away this year with $2,800 worth of prizes.
There was a lot of beer in that prize package. If you come to my house, you leave with beer. So if you're in Eastern PA, stop on by. I'll send you home with some good stuff. Philly Beer Geek was an awesome challenge. I definitely always consider myself a Philly Beer Geek, a Philly beer nerd, not a princess, not a goddess, you know, just a geek. I'll try everything once, sometimes twice, you know, if the mood strikes right. And I just had the great opportunity to show off my knowledge and just mostly passion for the beer and the beer industry in Philadelphia. Besides working for Weyerbacher, I also bartend at a craft beer bar, which is how I got the job for Weyerbacher. I've also been homebrewing for the past 6 years with my father, who started brewing in 1992 when I was 8 years old. So all of that kind of led me to this job in the craft beer industry and the Philly Beer Geek, and just pretty much geeking out and going and answering questions. And I wore a hop dress, and you had to give speeches besides answering questions and blind beer tastings. As Carolyn referred to earlier, my love affair with Newcastle Brown Ale was referring to one of the speeches I had to give. I had to divorce a beer. So you had to give a speech talking about a beer that you had married, and then why you divorced it and what beer you left it for. So I had married Newcastle because everyone loves Newcastle, right? You bring it to a party, it's malty, it's easy to drink. Oh yeah, it's a good beer. But it just wasn't hitting, you know, it's not enough and it was too far away. So I divorced it for a stronger barley wine. But again, the whole Philly Beer Geek experience is just wonderful. Again, proving to anyone and everyone out there that you don't have to be a guy or just, you know, a really experienced drinker. You can just have fun with it and really enjoy the beers. So the first beer you're... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What we're going to do tonight is to have different cookies and treats like Chex Mix that you're going to, that were made with the beer, and you're going to taste them with the beers. Now, understand, a lot of people say that they think that putting beer in cookies or dessert is just a gimmick because you can't really taste it. Well, it's not a gimmick. It is a secret ingredient. If you use particular beers with your in your dessert dishes, you're going to find that you're going to have very delicate flavors. It's going to make your cookies a little crisper, a little lighter. Where you're going to want to watch particular things. You're going to want to watch to match the strength of the beer with the strength of the flavor within the cookie. So you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to harmonize flavors. You might want to pick something like a dark chocolate stout with a dark chocolate cookie. Those kinds of things. So you're going to want to consider sweetness, bitterness, carbonation, the spiciness or heat that you would get from it, and the richness of it.
Okay, so the first plate of cookies that you have, the round flat cookie, was a Merry Monk sugar cookie, and that was paired with the golden colored beer you had. So Merry Monk's is Weyerbacher's flagship beer. It's a 9.3% Belgian style triple. It was bottle conditioned, and it was paired with the Merry Monk sugar cookie. It was a basic sugar cookie recipe that you make first, and then you take your beer and you just simmer your bottle of Merry Monk's down till about a third of its original volume. And then you pour that concentrated Merry Monk's on top of your sugar cookie dough. You kind of crumble it all together so it looks like cottage cheese almost. And then you slop that on your baking sheet and you bake away. So if you still have your Merry Monk's sugar cookie, it almost looks like it has a marbled effect and the beer caramelizes in the cookie. It adds a really nice sweetness. I think it goes perfect with sugar cookies. I've added all different types of beer into sugar cookies. I just wouldn't recommend IPAs. You can do any Belgian style, stouts, brown ales, but you know, think of something, again, that's sweet, rich in flavor, boil it down, add it to a sugar cookie, and then you're good to go. The second cookie was a coconut macaroon that also had Merry Monk's in it.
Yes, that is made with shredded coconut. It's got a little bit of sugar, some flour in it, and salt, chopped almonds, so be aware that some of these cookies do have nuts or almonds in them. So be careful if you do have any kind of food allergies to stay away from this particular one. We used 3 tablespoons of Merry Monk's in this, as well as a little bit of almond extract, and then bake them at 325 degrees. We do have all the recipes over on the side table here. If you want the recipes, come and pick them up on your way out. And they are also made with the Merry Monk's. Be aware that the Merry Monk's has these wonderful, wonderful Belgian flavors in it that really complement the lightness of the sugar cookie and of the coconut clouds.
So the Blithering Idiot Chex Mix is next. Blithering Idiot Chex Mix. We'll talk about the beer. So the beer that you're currently drinking, the darker of the two, the third beer that you've had tonight, is our Blithering Idiot Barley Wine. It's 11.1%. It's a traditional English style of barley wine. So you don't have a lot of, you don't get any hop bitterness really at all. It's very malty, sweet, caramely, and smooth. Perfect dessert beer. Pretty much would go with any dessert you could probably think of. Nothing too light though. So the caramel, malty flavors in the Blithering Idiot go really well. Also with the sugar cookie, but Carolyn has added them into her Chex Mix and also the Blithering Idiot Peanuts. This was one of the second beer that Dan Weirbach brewed, or the second successful, one of the earlier successful beers that Dan Weirbach, the owner of Weirbacher Brewing Company, created. He started off brewing some really low alcohol, pale ales, ESBs, but it just wasn't really successful in Eastern PA. Then he brewed a raspberry imperial stout at 8%, and people went crazy for the, you know, high alcohol, fruity, chocolatey stout. They loved it. They'd never seen anything like it before. Soon after came the Blithering Idiot Barley Wine at 11.1%. Again, it shook Easton. No one knew what was going on. It was flavorful. It was high in alcohol. We've never looked back since. We brew a lot of high alcohol beers, but flavorful. Just because it's boozy doesn't mean, you know, it tastes bad or anything. Very well balanced, lots of flavorful, big kick butt beers.
It is so flavorful that we don't really need a lot of the Blithering Idiot in it. What we're doing is making a little bit of Chex Mix here. It's very easy to make. There's really no reason to go to the store and buy this stuff because it is so simple to make. You just melt a little butter, you put a little bit of your Blithering Idiot into that. It takes a little bit of Tabasco sauce, about a teaspoon of Tabasco sauce. And then if you make your own Creole seasoning, it's really easy. You could either buy it as Creole seasoning, or you could put a bunch of flavors together, like onion powder, garlic powder, a little bit of dried oregano, some thyme leaves and sweet basil, pepper, white paper pepper and black pepper, because you want to have the two different kinds for a little bit of extra stuff. Celery seed and sweet paprika, and that makes your little mix here. And when you put that in there, you mix it all around. That's all it really takes. And then you put it, you combine it with your corn Chex, little bit of your wheat Chex.
Smells delicious up here.
Chex. You could use any kind of pretzels that you might want. I like to use these little pretzels. You could get little cheddar pretzels if you want, or anything else. Mix that together. A little bit of maybe some bagel chips. You could use crackers if you'd like. And that's all it takes. You just put it in a bowl. You pour the Chex Mix over it. You just mix it around. And the nice thing about it is that you can just do this in your microwave. You put it in your microwave oven, in a microwave, of course, a microwave bowl. You put it in there for 6 minutes total. 2 minutes, take it out and stir it around. Another 2 minutes and stir it around. And it is absolutely delicious. It's all coated with that Blithering Idiot. Make sure that you get it really mixed around really nicely. And then you just heat it like that, put it in the bowl. Can you see that? And then you're not going to put the Blithering Idiot peanuts in this at this point. You're going to hold off till you're ready to eat it, and then you take those delicious coated, sugar-coated peanuts, which we also have the recipe for. It's on the other side of the Chex Mix recipe. And then you just sprinkle a few on top. And along with the Blithering Idiot, it makes a really great pairing because that sweetness goes against the heat that goes in that Creole seasoning to make it really a bangin' great flavor.
That's amazing. That's really good. Very flavorful. Tastes a little bit of the sweetness of the beer, the spices, the saltiness of the pretzels and everything. Phenomenal. Very nice.
Good.
All right. All right, so the cookie that you have right now is a double chocolate espresso cookie made with our Old Heathen Imperial Stout. Our Old Heathen Imperial Stout is 8% alcohol. It will be coming around right now. It's very dark in color. It has a very roasty chocolate coffee flavor throughout, and it has a little dryness at the end. It goes perfect, again, with, I think, any dessert, any deep, rich, flavorful dessert, but especially with this cookie. And again, it's baked into the cookie. Everything you're eating has beer in it. That's something that I brought with me to the Philly Beer Geek. I brought my beer cookies, and I bribed the judges because they accept bribes. You know, no cheating, but they straight up tell you, we accept bribes. So Tom Kehoe, the owner of Yards Brewing Company, was one of the judges. And I said, Tom, what's your favorite cookie right now? And he said, peanut butter. And I made him a chocolate Love Stout peanut butter cookie. Love Stout's one of the beers they brewed. I simmered it down, added some chocolate, mixed it into a peanut butter cookie, and, you know, I won. So just saying, it doesn't hurt if you're going somewhere, going for, you know, an easygoing interview or just going to a party, bake up some beer cookies. You can make beer masseuse, you know, instead of soaking your lady fingers in liquor and espresso, soak it in an imperial stout like Old Heathen. You can soak beer like Southern Tier creme brulee into pound cakes and stack the cakes. Again, just go wild. It's beer. Have fun with it.
Now, when you're tasting these double chocolate espresso cookies, be aware that these, of course, because of the festival, we had to make them a little bit ahead of time. When you take these out of the oven and you're tasting them hot also, or a little bit warmed up, you can warm them up in your microwave for a couple of seconds and then drink them with this Old Heathen beer. It is just awesome, the combinations of flavors that you're going to get from them. Do you like that one?
Feel free to dunk your cookie in the beer.
Yeah, dunk your cookie in the beer. Dunk it. Yeah.
And also, if you could, just save a little bit of your Old Heathen Imperial Stout beer for the last cookie. Okay, so don't drink all of your stout. Just leave a little sip.
And also, be aware that there are a few little things that you should know about cooking desserts with beer. Some of the desserts, the beer that you put in the desserts, will not cook out. If you're doing something like a beer masseuse or something like that where you're just putting beer in it and refrigerating it right away, or even something where the heat is very low, there is a possibility that that alcohol is not going to really fully cook out. So you're not going to want to give these to your kids. These are adult treats, okay? You work hard during the day. You work hard for your money. You work hard for a living. You take care of your homes. You take care of your kids. You take care of your cars. You deserve a little treat of your own. So this is your treat.
Enjoy it.
Now, there's with the chocolate stout espresso cookies, these are used, we use a lot of chocolate in these. We use some semi-sweet chocolate, a little bit of butter. There's also chocolate-covered espresso beans that are ground up in the blender or in your food processor until they're really fine. And then they're added with a little bit of flour, cocoa powder, and then baking powder, sea salt, sugar, a couple of eggs, the Old Heathen, vanilla extract, and then some semi-sweet chocolate chips. If you look at the recipe, there are a couple different ways you can approach it. One is to heat everything up and add it all together very quickly, but then the chips will melt. So you might want to wait until a little bit of that batter cools down a little bit before you add the chips, and then they'll stay really nice. What do you think of that one?
Good? Yeah? All right. How are the beers? All right. Awesome. Very cool.
We have a few little points of interest for you. When you're talking about the different things, such as I was just having a conversation with Natalie about the difference between baking powder and baking soda. Maybe you don't really care, but some people are wondering what the real difference is. one is not, you can substitute one for the other in just one way. You can substitute baking powder for baking soda, but you cannot substitute baking soda for baking powder. The difference is that both are leavening agents, but they act at different speeds. If you put baking soda into something, you need to cook it right away. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Your cake is going, or your cookies are going to fall flat. So, but you can use baking powder a little bit longer. Single acting baking powder is activated by moisture. You must bake it immediately. Double acting has two phases. There's a gas that's released at room temperature when it's added to the dough, and then the majority of it, though, works in the oven under the higher temperatures.
Okay, so moving on to the last cookie of the night. It is our Imperial Pumpkin Cookie. The Imperial Pumpkin Ale won bronze last year at the GABF, but is one of the most outstanding pumpkin beers you will ever try. It's an 8% Imperial Pumpkin. It's brewed with cinnamon, cardamom, nutmeg, and clove. And there's 3.4 pounds of pumpkin for every gallon of beer. That's 380 pounds of pumpkin per 40-barrel batch. That's over 14,000 pounds of pumpkin by the time we're done brewing all of our pumpkin. It is a true Imperial Pumpkin Ale. Now, most people that try our beer want us to make it year-round. They love the pumpkin. They can't get enough of it. You can lay it down and have it for the next year. So, store it away. You know, save some for Thanksgiving, Christmas time. It goes great with all the spices and, you know, holiday foods and everything like that. So, the Imperial Pumpkin Cookies that are coming out right now are actually made with the canned Libby's Pumpkin Pie Puree, flour, sugar, baking soda, baking powder, some vanilla extract, and beer. You add a half a cup of the Imperial Pumpkin Ale into the batter, and it comes out a nice, fluffy cookie, as you'll see when you get it. But the most amount of pumpkin beer flavor you get in this cookie is from the icing. So the icing is the simplest icing you can ever make in baking. You can tailor it to any cookie, any cake ever. It's powder, sugar, and beer. That's it. You know, my grandma always used to make cookies, and she iced them with powdered sugar and a milk icing. And I said, all right, I'll just add beer instead of milk. That simple. So you start off with a little... Oh, sorry.
This is surgery here.
Okay, so you want to start off with about a cup of flour, powdered sugar, you know, regular white powdered sugar.
Also known as confectioner's sugar, for those in CIA. Do you know what CIA is? It's the Culinary Institute of America, also known as CIA. Not a little bit different than those guys that sneak around looking for things.
Or if you're in the UK, it's icing sugar. So you start off with a cup of powdered sugar, and you really don't need much beer. Start off with 1 tablespoon to 1 cup of powdered sugar. Stir. So as you're stirring, you're going to see your icing turn into almost like a pudding consistency. You don't want it to be too thin, and you don't want it to be too thick. You just want it to be like a almost cold pudding consistency, like a thick milkshake.
It's smelling really good.
And if you want, you can add a little extra pumpkin pie spice or vanilla extract in here. And again, you can use any beer with powdered sugar. So you have your, can you hold on? Your icing. So it's pretty thick. You take your pumpkin cookie, dip it face down, and then what I do is I add a little bit of fall-colored sprinkles. So then you put the sprinkles right onto the wet icing, and you have your pumpkin cookie. simple, delicious, you know, wows everyone, and it tastes great. You can really taste the beer and the icing. You know, sometimes it's really good to eat when the icing's still wet. Sometimes I sandwich two together with icing. I mean, again, go crazy. It's beer.
That's pretty easy, isn't it? That's what we like, something easy, right? Keep going, Natalie.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like those pairings? Goes well with the Imperial Pumpkin Ale, doesn't it? Now, you know, Natalie.
Well, before you start, can I say one thing about the Old Heathen? If you saved a little bit of that Old Heathen Imperial Stout to try with the pumpkin cookie, I suggested that because the dark, chocolatey, roasty coffee flavors in the Old Heathen Imperial Stout is going to go really well with the spice cookie. We also do something at bar events and beer fest when we have the Old Heathen Imperial Stout and the Imperial Pumpkin Ale. We make a black and orange, and you just mix half pumpkin beer, half stout. You know, it's a take on a black and tan. It's really flavorful. You get the pumpkin spices. You get the malty roastiness of the stout. It's fun. So if you see one of the green shirt people, maybe you can convince them to make you a little black and orange. It's delicious.
Now notice that Natalie is the Philly Beer Geek. She was featured here in Philly Beer Scene magazine. Hot picture, isn't it? That's not a cigarette. It's a hydrometer. So that's what makes her our favorite person here.
Yes.
She has done a really great job as Philly Beer Geek. And I think that I'd like to play a little trick on Natalie, because she is our Philly Beer Geek. I'm going to come out into the audience. I have some questions here.
No.
She's really good at trivia. And so I'm going to have some of you guys, we have some Philly Beer Geek t-shirts to give away. You like that?
Now, I'm going to remember
really
this.
Big. I don't know, you might want to trade them around or whatever. They're different sizes. But I'm going to come out to the audience, and some of you guys can ask her these questions and see if she can answer them. We're going to put her on the spot.
Thanks for that. Again, don't leave yet, but all the recipes for all the cookies and Chex Mix are over there. Our Weyerbacher Book of Beers with all of our beers are in here with website information and some Philly Beer Scenes if you want to read my interview.
They really want to put you on the spot.
This guy in the hop, that hat.
Okay.
How many Trappist breweries are there, and can you name them?
Yes. There are actually 8 Trappist breweries now. There are 6 in Belgium. There's Westmalle, West Letteren, Rockford, Orville, Chimay, Akkel. In the Netherlands, there's La Chouffe. And then the most recently named Trappist Brewery is from France, actually. And it is Mons du Cats. Yeah. So that's the newest one. The newest Trappist Brewery is from France. So
I think
most recently
La Chouffe.
Named.
Lachute?
No. Oh, I said La Trappe? No, La Chouffe.
La Trappe.
La Trappe. Sorry, not La Chouffe.
Terrific. La Woo! Let's hear it for our Philly Beer Geek.
Which I can't pronounce as its real name.
Extra large.
It's all yours. Next one.
The white t-shirt, the woman right there. The girl right there. Then you're next.
Who said relax, don't worry?
Charlie Papazian! Sorry, yeah. Charlie Papazian! I can't. That is
Charlie Papazian is. He founded the Great American Beer Festival!
Yes. Charlie Papazian wrote the book, The Complete Joy of Homebrewing. The Complete Joy of Homebrewing. You know, it's something that my dad would actually quote from when I was, you know, helping him brew when I was 8, 11, you know, 13 years old. And I probably knew more about that book than I was supposed to be, you know, reading in school, which was pretty bad, but he never let me taste the beer. But yeah, Charlie Papazian.
Who wants to ask the next question?
Matt, what's your shirt say? Matt, it's green, battered boar.
What was it, Midnight Sun Usyk Amber Ale, made in honor of? What was it, Midnight Sun Usyk Amber Ale, made in honor of?
The question for everybody, if they didn't hear that, what is Midnight Sun's Usyk Amber Ale named in honor of?
Do I have to say it out loud?
You have to say it out loud.
The whale penile bone.
Woo!
Oops. Yeah, pretty interesting name for a beer. I mean, there's, you know, some interesting names out there. Flying Dog has a raging bitch, you know, things like that. We have Insanity, Heresy, Rapture, Neutral. Our names are pretty inventive too, but that one I'd say takes the cake.
Okay, who wants to ask the next one?
That guy. Sorry, I'll go over to the side next. I'll give you more cookies, just don't throw anything. Or more beer.
List three reasons for using hops.
Deliciousness? No. You have hops as a preservative, what it was originally used for when the British shipped beer over to India. That's why they call it an IPA. It's an India Pale Ale. So they were preserving the beer. The more hops they added, the longer the beer lasted. So you have a preservative. Obviously, bitterness, because when you drink your IPAs, and so bitter and flavor. And then aroma. You know, the more when you dry hop a beer, you get even more aroma out of it.
This gentleman just won a shirt.
I'm sorry. I hate when people do that.
I have only one more question.
Carolyn.
Here.
Carolyn.
This guy loves. Oh, wait.
Plaid, red shirt, button up, the two guys in plaid. Whoa. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm reading this with beer goggles. What state has had more breweries in its history than any other state?
Currently or in history? History?
History.
I know California has, I think, the most breweries right now, but history, Pennsylvania, where Weyerbacher is from.
You are correct.
You know, William Penn, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, they all brewed beer, founding fathers. Awesome. What size?
Look at this. I have another question here.
Back.
What is another name for smoked beer?
Smoked?
Smoked.
Rausch beer or Bambier from Bamberg, Germany.
Very good. Woo!
I'll give you a few cards. like more beer, the brew crew is coming around with more beer. Do you want to flag one of them down?
Okay, we're done with the questions, but I still have some shirts left. Let me see here. I have a 2X. Who is a size 2X? Okay.
It was the Pulp Fiction.
It looks like I have a ladies' medium. Who's a ladies? My goodness gracious. Let me walk in the back of the room here. I think I have another ladies' medium. Who wants it? Concentrated yeast extract here. Woo!
Actually, you should come back out during the
I happen to have another ladies' medium.
Do you want a pumpkin cookie freshly iced?
And I have a 2X. Who's a size 2X? The back needs some, too. They're always the ones that get shirt changed. You're going to have to leap for it, guys. I have just one more shirt left. This is for a big person. Or maybe you'd want to sleep in it. I don't know. This is a 3X. And this is what being Philly Beer Geek is all about, because it's big, baby. It's all about big. Ah, girl got it. Woo! Well, thank you all for coming. Thank you to Natalie DeChico, our Philly Beer Geek, to Mackenzie Latham for coordinating everything, to our volunteers who have helped to serve all the food, to our AV artist, Patrick, and to you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here at the 2011 Great American Beer Festival Beer and Food Pavilion. I'll see you next year.
Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to come on up. You know, check out the recipes again. Check out our beer books, you know.
And podcasts.
Enjoy.
Podcasts of these presentations will be available at craftbeer.com. If you want the recipes, they're all here on the front table, along with my cards here, so you know what website to go to.